Well, coming up in a few minutes is Dr. Robert Millett. He is an unbelievable Mormon scholar, professor of ancient scripture, and former dean of religious education at BYU. And Dr. Jim Beverly will be joining us live in studio, answering all of your Mormon questions. Questions on Mormonism might be a better way to say that. Anyway, before we get to the Hour of Mormonism here on the Drew Marshall Show, we thought we'd go to a young lady that we chat with every year, every once in a while. We just call and find out what's going on with Candace Cameron Bure. Have you got to the car, and is your phone plugged in?
Yes, it is. I'm here. Can you just tell everybody what I'm missing right now for you, and it's so wrong?
Yes. Maybe we shouldn't. No. Listen. This is how much Candace is a fan of the Drew Marshall Show. Her daughter Natasha is in the final set of a big match, and you went to the car and are doing this interview.
Yes, but I can see her from the corner of my window, so I'm watching as we talk.
Well, let's hope it goes to overtime or something like that. How are you? We haven't talked on air forever.
I know. I'm great.
Well, actually, the last time we chatted was in December of last year. It was a pre-Christmas catch-up with the one and only Candace Cameron. I have been telling everybody about this Hallmark Christmas movie tonight, Moonlight and Mistletoe.
Thanks. Yep. It's on tonight at 9 o'clock or 8 central, whatever time zone you're in.
Okay, and it's on the Hallmark.
On the Hallmark channel. Yeah, it's a sweet little family Christmas movie that'll just get you in the mood.
Tell me, what's it like, Candace, doing projects with the Hallmark channel?
Drew, I love you, dude. Hallmark has been such a great network to work for, and I love them so much because they always uphold such quality family movies, and that's what we've produced here, and I hope everyone enjoys it, so...
I'm sure they will, and I've seen some clips, and I think it's a classic combination having you and Tom Arnold together.
That it was so much fun, and I think that all the listeners should know that when I had told you that I was going to do this movie with Tom Arnold, you were like, you know, you have to witness to him.
don't tell people I got all spiritual.
Yes, Drew Marshall got spiritual, and you challenged me because you knew that. If you did, I would have to take you up on the challenge because I'm not one to back down.
Yeah.
So I was like sweating the whole time before going into this movie. Okay, my whole goal for this movie is to witness to Tom Arnold. And as God would have it, he opened that door up for me on the very first day that we met and had lunch together, and it was really incredible.
Oh, you gotta tell everybody. Tell us how it all went down.
Well, I had a meeting with the director and Tom the very first day to talk over the script, and we were having a nice lunch going over things, and at one point my heart started just pounding so hard because I knew that I needed to ask the director. There were a few references to or there were a few places in the movie where a few of the characters were saying, "Oh my God," and I really didn't want that to be in the film because it is blasphemy, and I just thought, you know, it can so easily be replaced with another expression, but because it's such a common expression today, I knew that they would think I'm probably a little nuts to ask them to not have that in there. But so at one point, as we're talking about the script, my heart starts pounding as if it's about to bulge out of my chest, and I go, okay, Holy Spirit, I know you're talking to me, and I need to say something right now. It's kind of now or never. And so that's when I asked them about the reference, and Tom kind of looked at me and he said, what are you talking about? That's crazy, and this is, you know, everyone says this. This isn't anything bad. That's not disrespectful to God. And I said, no, well, actually it is. And it just opened up this door to start talking about spiritual things. And no more than 5 minutes into this conversation, the director looked at both of us and said, I think this father-daughter relationship is just perfect, and I'm going to leave you guys alone, and you guys work it out.
Oh, man. So here it is. It's all been set up. Now it's you and Tom all alone.
All alone. And we talked for probably about an hour and a half to 2 hours after the director left. And, of course, we didn't talk about God the whole time, but we talked about God for quite a long portion of the conversation. And I was able to share the whole gospel with him, and he told me his views on everything, and it was just a great, loving conversation. It was, you know, it wasn't a debate back and forth or anything. He was very open to listening, and as was I, of his point of view and everything. And it was some good stuff. And then we started talking hockey and sports, and talked about Bob Saget. Why does everything lead back to Bob Saget?
It's the curse.
I love Bob Saget.
Yes, and a totally different persona than what we saw on many television shows.
Yes.
You've ever seen his comedy stand-up routine, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, so, well, way to go, little miss sister of Kurt Cameron evangelizer, Ray Comfort crony. Way to go. I'm sure Ray would have been very proud of you.
Hey, you are too. You know it. Deep down, there's a little part in your heart that's like, all right.
No, you know why, though, Candace, is because I know you would have done it with leading with love as opposed to leading with an agenda.
This is true.
It is. It's so you. I mean, and I think he was actually very appreciative of, you know, he's probably a little worried. I think you explained this to me. He was a little worried at the start. Like, oh, man, you know, God chick, here she comes. But I think he ended up giving you sort of a compliment about, look, you know, I admire and respect your lifestyle, right?
Yeah, he absolutely did, and he told me just what you said in so many words, and even during the whole time on the movie, when he would just say things like, oh my gosh, see, Candace, I'm trying not to say it, I'm like, Tom, you're so sweet, thank you, and he made a conscious effort to not curse too much, and just, and he even said, he's like, thanks, see, it's even better, I'm watching what I'm saying, and that's a good thing, right? And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm of course not out there to change anybody, but I always appreciate when they're just receptive to what I've said to them, and when they take it personally in that way, because I didn't ask him to change who he is, you know, who he is, or to not speak a certain way around me. I would never ask anybody that, but it was great that I knew that the conversation was meaningful because he took it to heart and took it upon himself to apply some of those things.
Good.
It was very cool.
And I think the Hallmark Channel is really, I think it's a safe place for some good quality family stuff to be happening. I was talking with John Ratzenberger when I was down in California, had a little breakfast, and we were talking about him doing a project on there, and it was a Christmas scene, and I think he was the clergy, if I'm not mistaken, in this movie. The name of the movie has just escaped me right now.
Okay.
There were no signs of Christmas. It was holiday season stuff. Even at the pastor's house, at his house, there was no Christian symbols whatsoever. And so he finally put his foot down and said, if you want John Ratzenberger and I'm the pastor, at least put a cross or something or a Christmas tree in my house. Thank you very much. I think what they ended up doing was putting a little manger scene out there. But you know what? You are the poster child for the Hallmark Channel. Seriously, I think they should put you in every movie.
Thanks, Drew. Can you call up Hallmark and just tell them that? Please?
I will do that on your behalf. So listen, how was Turkey Day a couple of days ago for y'all down there in the United States?
It was great. It was very simple and small. I always kind of have a little bit of an issue that there's more Russians than Americans at our table. but it was great. Val cooked, and it was yummy. I actually cooked three of the dishes.
You so did I not.
I did. I made the green bean casserole. I made the cranberry sauce. Okay, I didn't cook three, but I made the salad. That is a third.
Now listen, how are the children doing? Every time we have you on the show, I'm just amazed how many people love hearing about your kids. And by the way, can I just say what stars they were? With all the television appearances you've done lately, even on the Today Show, it was like a postcard looking at your family. Val and Natasha and Lev and Maxim. I mean, just a great, good-looking family.
Thank you. I had so much fun. I was in New York this whole week doing publicity for Moonlight and Mistletoe, and I managed to get my whole family on two of the talk shows, one being the Today Show, and the other was Good Day New York. So, of course, I dressed them up all cute, and I'm going, if you just happen to want to cut away to my family, feel free. And really? That's a great idea. So I had them on two of the shows, and I'm just a proud mama.
Nice.
You know, I love having them on there, and they were adorable. They were funny on there too. Lev was like, "What's up, New York?" Giving the peace sign. Max is dancing. Natasha's her normal, you know, such a ham.
Oh yeah. What's the name of the guy that interviewed you on the Today Show? I forgot his name.
Al Roker.
That's right. I'm sorry. That was another great moment in radio right there. he really enjoyed interviewing you. It just seemed like a very relaxed thing. He seemed like a really warm, genuine guy. He loved your family. Matter of fact, the comment out of his mouth was that here's a sitcom right here, The Burrays.
I know. I think it would get pretty boring pretty quickly, though, because we don't have a lot of drama in our family.
Yeah. Well, that's because Val is a very patient, patient man.
He's so patient. As we all are turning red right now as we say that.
Oh, man. Well, I'm heading down, I guess Monday I will be visiting the Today Show and saying good day to...
Say hi to Kathy.
KLG, as all the hip kids are saying. And, yeah, I will. I will say hello. Too bad you didn't get on her segment.
I know. I really, really wished I could have, and or at least have said hi to her, because she has been so warm and friendly every time I've met up with her, and it's been a few years, so it would have been great to say hi, but next time, I hope. Tell her hi from me, though.
I will. I will tell her you say g'day. All right, folks, don't miss Candace's Hallmark Christmas movie, Moonlight and Mistletoe, starring Tom Arnold and the one and only Candace Cameron Bure. Tonight. And listen, there's some really neat photos and videos from the making of the movie. Go to CandaceCameronBure.net, a hip little website for this gal right here. I look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Me too.
And you know who's on later in the show?
Who?
What's her name?
What's her name? My best friend, Carrie?
Yes. What's her name? So, I will say...
I'm going to tell her you said that. She's not going to be happy.
All right, Candace, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Go back and be a mom. Bye.
Oh, I will. Bye.
Candace Cameron. What a great gal she is. Should be a good movie tonight, folks. Can't watch it myself. I will be doing security for 140 people at my daughter's 16th birthday party. When we come back, it's an hour or so of Mormonism. Dr. Robert Millett is a professor of ancient scripture and former dean of religious education at BYU. He's pretty much the smartest guy on Mormonism there is on the planet, next to Dr. Jim Beverly, who's joining us in studio here as well. What is Mormonism and what isn't it? Let's clear it up once and for all here on the Drew Marshall Show. Stay with us. Can't stop.